Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following is a passage titled A Romantic Tale of Woe from the article Chilling Tales of Coastal Carolina, written by Victoria Huggins for MyrtleBeachTravel.com. Alice Flagg is a name you will hear around Pawleys Island in South Carolina. Her story is a romantic but tragic tale. Alice Flagg was part of an upper-class family, and she fell in love with a man in a class not of her own. Her brother, a doctor and respected member of the community, found out about the romance and demanded that Alice stop seeing her love. Alice continued to see the man, and they became engaged. Alice was sent away to boarding school in Charleston, South Carolina, but her love endured. She remained engaged and wore her engagement ring on a ribbon around her neck. Alice became sick and was sent home. While she was laying in her sick bed, her brother discovered the ring and tore the ring away from her. Alice's fever caused her to become restless. The fever, compounded with her longing for her fiancé, caused Alice to beg everyone to help her find the ring. Unfortunately, no one ever went against the brother's wishes, and Alice passed away without her ring or her love. Some say that Alice can be seen in a white dress roaming her family home. Others have spotted her in the graveyard of where she was buried, All Saints Church. One thing that everyone who has seen her can agree on is that she is still searching for the ring, her hand clutched to her chest. People still visit Alice's grave and sometimes bring tokens or flowers. They say that Alice's grave may even bring luck. If you stand at the bottom right side of her gravestone and walk around it 6 times counterclockwise and then 6 times clockwise, stopping at the A on the gravestone and leave a token, that you can make a wish and it will come true. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky and have a happy Halloween. We'll be right back.
life isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.